This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Two or three shows up from the bus. Omar Abbas. Omar Abbas. Iso shall my so shiny. When he makes a dough out of my so shiny flour, my so shiny grain, the devil of Meyah, according to Meyah holds that my so shiny is a moment go by. That's what he holds. The machalik is from Meyah Rabbi Judah. Also, Maisa Sheni is not called private property. It's Momen Goveya, belongs to Hashem. So therefore, it's Potter from Chala. Don't have to separate Chala. Because it states, Reishis Ari So Sechem, the first of your dough, you have to give to the Kayan, Chala. But that's not called your dough, Maisa Sheni, according to Amea. The Dibre Chachomim, Chayebes b'chalach HaChomim hold that Maisa Sheni is Momen Hedget, it's private property. So therefore, that the separate Chaleh from the dog, Maisa Sheni, because it's Ariso Sechem, it's your dog. First say that little piece of Maisa Sheni, the Dibra Meir, Ein Odom Yetzibar Yedei Chochos of the Pesach. In Adyetzi is obligation of Matzah on Pesach. Now this, right now we don't understand why, but it doesn't say by Matzah, Matzah's Hem, your Matzah. By Challah, it says, Vishis Ariso Seichem. So the Challah has to be yours, and my Shashen, according to Amir, not yours, they have his Potim and Challah. But Matzah, why does he say, according to Amir, in Adyetzi? It doesn't say matzah, it has to be your matzah. So this Gemara will explain later. Right now, we don't understand. The divrei chachamim yoitzei bo yedei chavoseh b'pesach, for they hold that matzah sheni is your property. So yoitzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, the made out of matzah sheni. So eating matzahs of matzah sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Hachomim, is Yetzi the Mitzvah. Esrik shall maizo sheni, the Dibra Meir, and Yetzi bo yedei chavoseh b'yomtiv, because that's already understandable. Since it says, Lukachtem lochem, has to be your Esrik, and the Meir holds, maizo sheni is not yours, so therefore not Yetzi, not his Esrik. The Dibra Hachomim, would say Maizah Sheni is Momen Baile, it's private property. Odom Yetzibah Yetzibah Yomtiv. Now up to now, we understand the first halacha and the third. The middle halacha about Matzah, why according to Hamea you're not Yetzibah, with Matzah, Maizah Sheni on Pesach, that remains to be explained. Say that. Now, above we learn one opinion that matzah you cannot make out of matzah sheni for a different reason. But the matzah says lechem oini, which means something you eat even the aninus. And matzah sheni you cannot eat the aninus. It says lechaltiv oini mimen. But here we see that he's ignoring that reason. And he's making it depend on the question of Maizah Sheni Mama Bale Mama Gavea. So it means even if we won't hold that opinion above, that matzah has to be something that you can eat b'ayni. And because of that, we wouldn't disqualify Maizah Sheni for matzah. However, we disqualify Maizah Sheni for matzah for a different reason here, because it's not called yours. Talk that over. Maski Blora Pope. A Pope asks a Kashanis. Bishlam Iso, this is right, the dough of Maisa Sheni is potter from Chala, according to Amea, the Chsiv, Ariso Seichem, the first of your dough. to give to the Kayan. It has to be your dough. Mishalachem. Has to be yours. According to Amea, Masha Sheni is Mormon Goveya. It's not private property. That's why it's Potter from giving help. Ezra is also understandable. Nami, we also understand. To see, Ulekachtem Lochem. You have to take to you, Mishalachem. First day, the Esrik must be yours. That's when it's the Raisa, the first day. So the Raisa, the mitzvah required, it should be your Esrik. Mishalachem, yeah, it should be your property. And according to the Hamea, Maisha Shein is not your property. That's why you're not engaged with Esrik. So Maisha Shein, according to the Hamea. Elamatsi on Pesach, Miksi Masaschem, they're the same Masaschem. So why couldn't you be Yetzi? With Maisha Shani, you made matzah out of it on Pesach. It doesn't have to be your matzah. Say the kasha. Umar Rabban, he came as some say, Rabbi Yema Baal Shlamyo. He said, Asher comes by Xerishot, Lechem Lechem. Ksivoch is written here by matzah Lechem Oini. So it has to have all the qualities, the attributes of Lechem. Or see if awesome is written there by Chale, or you'll be Ochlechem Elechem Ha'orats. So you have to separate Chale. So we say, Malahalan, just as there in the case of Chale, that Lechem is required to be Mishalachem, your Lechem, otherwise it's Potter from Chale. Avkan, when it says Lechem, by Manser, Lechem Eini, that's Mishalachem, yours. According to this, it's a Gzeri Shodah that we learn from Chalet to Matzah, and therefore according to Amea, if Matzah Sheni is Mormon Govea, not Mormon Bari, so the Matzah is not yours, it's Shogavea, not Yetzir. See that? Let's bring a proof of what you just learned. Now remember, he said three things according to Amea. That with Maisa Sheni is potter from Challah, and it's possible for a matzah, and it's possible for an esrig. We learn here, Isa shall Maisa Sheni p'turah min Challah divra mea. A dough made of Maisa Sheni, you're potter from giving Challah. A hachomer emrim chayeres. That's it. So I'm going to say, what do you mean, lame Messiah? Let's say a proof. When you say that formula, it means you're attempting to bring a proof. But here it's so simple. How can you say you're attempting to bring a proof? I know how. It's exactly the same thing. You said about Isa Shomai Sosheni according to Amel is Potter Ben Chalet. And that's what this voice is saying. So why you say, lame Messiah? Let's say I have a proof there. Certainly it's a proof. This is what he meant when he said, Leime Messiah. Leime, let us say, Mide Pligi be Esau. Since the Machlekes we see is in the dough of Maisha Sheni, if it's Chayv and Chalav, so maybe the other two of the three things you said above are also true. Behanach Nami Pligi. At least in one thing we see that what Rav Asi said was true. Isa Shemazi Sheni, according to Amir's Potter from Challah. So maybe the other two things also are true. According to Amir, also, Maisa Sheni is possible for Matzah and possible for Esri. That's what he's saying, Lema. But after all, the Baha'is only spoke about Challah. But his Lema is, let's say, that just like Amir said, Isa Shemazi Sheni is Potter from Challah, also possible for Matzah and for Esri. Or Dilma, perhaps not. Shani also maybe is different there. Yachsiv, Ari Yisoy Sechem, it's written Trezimni two times. By Chale, it's written twice, Ari Yisoy Sechem. So it means the Torah comes to emphasize it must be your property. But who says that when it comes to other dinim, has to be your property, it's not called your property? Again, maybe only when it comes to challah, the Torah is more insistent. But when it comes to other things, maybe the Torah doesn't insist. Now, we'll learn a piece of Rashi, understand a little bit better. Keep hanging on the line in the Gemara and look in the Rashi. It's four lines down from the top, the Rashi. Tzayzim. It says, Arisasechem two times by Challah. So there the Torah comes to exclude Maaseh Sheni from the din of Challah. Aval Hosam, when it's talking about an Esrik, Lochem, Limutei Shol Ligozl. When it says the Esrik has to be yours, maybe it means it couldn't be borrowed. Or couldn't be stolen. But if it's yours, it's good enough. I will answer Shammai Sosheni, will say, Hoyel, that's it, Hoyel, the Yishai Leilachil, since the Torah gives you a right to eat it, nothing but your yates, if you love me. So here's what I should say. By Chaleh, the Torah repeated, Ari Sosheh, so the Torah is insisting, has to be yours. Without any exception, in every respect. So therefore, since Maaseh Sheni is Momen Goveya, therefore, you're not Chayiv in Challah. But when it came to the mitzvah of Esrik, Esrik of Maaseh Sheni could be considered yours, even though it's Momen Goveya. After all, you have permission to eat it. And it's not like what's stolen or what's borrowed. All right, that's possible. A borrowed Esrik, a stolen Esrik is possible. But if it's your own Esrik, and the Torah gives you permission to eat it, so it's yours, that's enough to be Yetzer the Mitzvah. Who says it has to be more than that to be Yetzer the Mitzvah? As long as it's yours, that's enough to call it a Shalachem. Now, Rashi didn't mention about the Mitzvah of Matzah. Matzah, we can say, maybe we don't hold that Gzeirah Shaveh, Lechem Lechem. So that's a different way of saying that we limit this subject only to Challah. But when it comes to Esrei, maybe Esrei, even according to Amea, or Maaseh Sheni, Esrei Maaseh Sheni would be called yours to be Yetzer. And maybe Maaseh Maaseh Sheni, you could be Yetzer. Because maybe you don't learn the Gzeirah Shaveh, Lechem Lechem, from Challah, Tzedah. Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Now, before we start, beholding by where the Tesis says Odilma in the Gemara, boy, the same line the Tesis says Odilma. When Maaseh Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, the payers of Maaseh Sheni, it's also to redeem them for money and to take them out to Yerushalayim again. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it's niklot. It's caught in Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. And even if you want to redeem it, and with the money you'll spend in Yerushalayim, the payers you want to take out, you can't do that. So once Maaseh Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, you can't carry it out. So yeah, Maaseh Sheni payers, before it comes to Yerushalayim, it's not necessary to bring the payers themselves. You can redeem the payers and take their money to Yerushalayim. But suppose you took the payers to Yerushalayim, once it's inside, it's niklot, and you cannot redeem it. That's number one. But Rabbi Elazar tells us, if it became tamei in Yerushalayim, then you can redeem it. Because Maaseh Sheni tamei, you don't eat. If Maaseh Sheni became tamei in Yerushalayim, then you can redeem it, and take it outside of Yerushalayim. Talk over the two things. Now, one more piece of information. Suppose he brought Maaseh Sheni money to Yerushalayim, not the payers, he brought the money. And he bought payers with the money to eat. You have to spend the money on food, so he bought payers in Yerushalayim with the money. And now the payers became Tomei. Can you redeem those payers and take them out of Yerushalayim? So that's a machlekes already. Again, now we said before, Maaseh Sheni come in Yerushalayim, you can redeem it, and take the pears now out of Yerushalayim after they're redeemed, and eat them outside. Since they're redeemed, it's full, you can take them outside. But suppose this lokuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni, it was money that you had in Yerushalayim, and you bought pears. Now the question is, can you redeem that if it became tamei and take it out to the side of Yerushalayim? Or no, once you bought it with money, you can't redeem it a second time. You once redeemed the pears and changed it into money. Now in Yerushalayim, you took the money and bought pears. You can't redeem it a second time. Even became tamei. It's a machlekes of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say you could redeem it a second time, even though it's a second time. If it became tamei, you could redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. For the second time, the Ma'aseh Sheni is too weak to take hold of the money and make the money Ma'aseh Sheni, and the pair should become chul again. When it's real Ma'aseh Sheni, original Ma'aseh Sheni, and you take it to Yerushalayim and becomes tamei, it's the original Ma'aseh Sheni. So you can redeem it. It's strong enough to take hold of the money and make the money Ma'aseh Sheni, and therefore the pair has become chul. But suppose it was changed into money first, and you brought it to Yerushalayim, and then you brought pears, and the pears became tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says a second time you can't redeem those pears, because it is not strong enough. It's only a second-hand ma'aseh sheni. It's not strong enough to take hold of the money, make the money kodesh, and the pears should go out of the chulin. So what do? You have to bury it. Ma'aseh sheni that you bought with money of Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, you have to bury it, and that's all you can do with it. That's all you got to do. So remember now, the Svara, why you cannot redeem it when it's Tamei, if it was bought with Lokuach, it's called Lokuach, the Kesef of Ma'aseh Sheni, and those pears that are Lokuach, the Kesef of Ma'aseh Sheni, comes Tamei, you can't redeem it, according to Behuda, because it's too weak to be tefes to pigeon, to take hold of the pigeon. So the original Ma'aseh Sheni pears that became tamei in Yerushalayim, it's Ma'aseh Sheni, genuine Ma'aseh Sheni, so it can transfer its kedusha to the money, and it goes out chulin, you take it outside of Yerushalayim if you want. But the second degree Ma'aseh Sheni pears that you bought lokuach, you bought it with the kesef of Ma'aseh Sheni, it became tamei, it's not strong enough to take hold of the pigeon, therefore you cannot redeem it, and therefore you have to bury it. Now talk about it once more. Now we learned above, one man Dorma said, you cannot be yoytzei the mitzvah of matzah with ma'aseh sheni, even though you're eating it in Yerushalayim. That's Rabbi Yosi says that. Because of one reason, the other reasons we learned above, this one reason he gives, because it's not nechol b'chol mosh shavus. It says b'chol mosh v'sechem tochlu matzahs, and ma'aseh sheni is not nechol b'chol mosh shavus, not eaten everywhere. Can eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That's what he holds. But the Chachamim who disagree with him say, ma'aseh sheni, if it becomes tamei, it can be redeemed, and you can take it out of Yerushalayim and eat it. Once it's redeemed. So ma'aseh sheni, there's a way of eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Therefore it's called nechol b'chol mosh shavus, and that's why you yetzei, if you eat ma'aseh sheni matzahs in Yerushalayim. Again, what did he do with the question? B'chol mosh v'sechem tuchol matzahs. It must be a matzah that you're capable of eating anywhere, and ma'aseh sheni you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. So the answer, ma'aseh sheni you could eat outside Yerushalayim. In case it became tamei, you could redeem it and eat it outside. Now first talk that over. Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mahu sheyetze odem yedei chayvosei b'chalo. Now, challah, only a kohen can eat. But if a kohen has matzahs made from challah, of dough challah, it can be yotzei, mitzvah of matzah. But chavad you can eat any place. Ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim, your yetzei too, because it's nechol bechol meishavas, if it comes to me, you can redeem it. The question is, if it's chale of ma'isa sheni, what would be the din there if you made matzah out of it? Can you be yetzei in Yerushalayim with that? Alibe davyesi aglili loti boiloch. According to davyesi aglili, there's been many questions because he holds plain ma'isa sheni, also not yetzei, even not chale. In Yerushalayim, hashti b'chulin lo nofi amadach with chulin of ma'isa sheni yet not yetzei, because he says it not nechol b'chol meshavis b'chalosu miboyim with chalav ma'isa sheni surely not yetzei. So no question according to him. Ki iti boya lo chalibe d'Rabbi Akiva. The question according to Rabbi Akiva says with chulin of ma'isa sheni. It's called Nechol Bechol Meshavis, because if it's Tamei, you can eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So Bechulin, who did not think with Chulin, you can be Yetzei, the mitzvah of Matzah, the Eim mitzvah, if the Chulin would be Tamei, Yesh Lohen Heter B'Meshavis. Although right now the Chulin is Toher, and you can't take it outside of Yerushalayim to eat it. But still, it's possible to become Tamei. The truth is, you can even make it tamei. You can be made tamei. Once you're made tamei, you can redeem it and take it outside of Yerushalayim. Therefore, ma'aser sheni, according to Rabbi Akiva, is called something as nechol b'chol meshavas. So chale by itself is eligible for matzah. Ma'aser sheni by itself, according to Rabbi Akiva, is also eligible for matzah. Abol chale, but now it's chale ma'aser sheni. The Eim Yitmo, if Chala would become Tomei, you can't do anything with it. You can't take it out, you can't redeem it, because Chala, once it's Tomei, you have to burn it up. The Mitamio, less lo heter meshavas. You have no heter to take it outside and eat it. Once it's Tomei, you can't eat, you have to burn it up. Well, the Sreifa, it goes to Sreifa. So again, Ma'aser Sheni by itself, you can be Yetzir. Because if it's tummy, you can take it outside, redeem it, take it outside and eat it. Chala by itself, you can eat it, because chala is fit for a kohen to eat. But chala shemaisa sheni, there if it becomes tummy, it's worthless, you can't take it outside and redeem it and eat it. So therefore, maybe it's not called nechol, the whole new shavas. Loinofi, you won't be yetzi with it. Loinofi, you won't be yetzi with the mitzvah of matzah. Or dilma, perhaps, amrina, we say hoyo. But Hail means since. Ilu loy kor ole Hashem. If he hadn't called it the name of Chala, the Itman, it would become Tomei. Isle heter b'meshoves, but nothing more. He could be Yeshu with it. So hashta now. Nami, even though he called it Chala, Itman. That's all. He's ate nothing. He's Yeshu. Why? And to explain like this, because since each one by itself doesn't cause it, doesn't disqualify it from matzah. Ma'aser sheni did not disqualify it from matzah. And chale did not disqualify it from matzah. So when it's together, also it doesn't disqualify it from matzah. Because had you not called it chale, the ma'aser sheni by itself could be good matzah. Chale by itself could be good matzah. And therefore the fact that you put it together, you took ma'aser sheni and made chale from it, and from the challah you made matzahs, maybe it should be yoytzei. Say that. Eke di amre sam say ho vaday lo ti boy like this. Certainly there's no question. Challah of ma'aser sheni, if you make matzah from it, there's no question that you can be yoytzei. The vaday amre, we surely say hoyo. Of the svara, because each one by itself, Ma'aser sheni by itself is eligible for matzah. Chala by itself is eligible for matzah. And together, we say hoyol, and therefore yoytzei. Ti boyolach, when is the question? Chala halu akua b'keser ma'aser sheni. Suppose it's not the original money. is not the original Maaser Sheni. Before we're talking, the original Maaser Sheni that he brought to Yerushalayim and made Maaser out of it. Or he made separated challah and made Maaser out of it. But it's from the original prayers of Maaser Sheni. Now he's talking about something that was not the original. You brought the money to Yerushalayim. You redeemed your Maaser Sheni at home, and you brought the money to Yerushalayim. And with the money, you bought the grain in Yerushalayim, and you made challah from the grain. Now, lokuach is a difference from the original Maaser Sheni. According to what we'll learn soon, lokuach, if it becomes tamei, cannot be redeemed. The original Maaser Sheni prayers when the tamei can be redeemed. But lokuach becomes tamei, you can't redeem it. Because you cannot redeem twice Maaser Sheni. You redeemed the original payers, and then you took the money, and you brought your Yerushalayim, and you bought the payers. They want to redeem those payers again. So we're following the shita, you cannot redeem lokuach. Now, since you can't redeem lokuach, it's something that is not nechol b'chol meshavis. Lokuach will become tamei. Can't take it, we can't redeem it. Following the principle, we cannot redeem Maaser Sheni twice. Now, and one more word, however, to explain this. The reason that lokuach cannot be redeemed is not because lokuach is so chomor, is so kaddish. It's because it's less kaddish. It's an important point. We'll see later why that's an important point. Lokuach, you can't redeem it. It doesn't have the power to take hold of the money and transfer the Kiddush of Maaser Sheni to the money. The original Maaser Sheni has a power that when exchanged for money, the original Kiddush that's on those payers goes off the payers and goes on to the money. But now it's a second class, second rate Kiddush, because it wasn't original Maaser Sheni, it's the money that you took to Yerushalayim and you bought payers there. So the payers of lokuach has a second-rate kedusha, and this kedusha is not strong enough to take hold of the money. It's weaker than the original Maaser Sheni. That point we'll soon see why that's necessary to know. Now, since that Maaser Sheni, the second lokuach, the Kamas Tame, you can't redeem it. So it's the question: can you be yasi with it in Yerushalayim for Maaser? It's now not nechol the home of Shabbos. Ain't Sadima. Going back, when there's a question, chale that's bought with keser Maaser Sheni, just lokuach. Now we're not asking a question according to the Rabbanan who say the Omri, who say, kibun the Omri, since they say yipodet. They say, even lokuach if it comes to me, you can redeem. Even though it's lokuach, as a second class Maaser Sheni, still have a Kamas Tame, you can redeem it. So therefore, according to them, there's no question. Hainu, Maaser, the same as Maaser Sheni itself. Maaser Sheni itself above, we said. Maaser Sheni itself, your Yetzi, with Maaser Yerushalayim, because with a Kamas Tame, you can take it, you can redeem it and take it out. And even Chale of Maaser Sheni, your Yetzi. So Lokuach, according to Rabban, they say you can redeem Lokuach of his Tame. So Lokuach, the same as Maaser Sheni. So no question. So chala even of lokuach, Maaser Sheni, you can be yetzer. What's our question? Ki tiboy alach aliba Rabbi Yehuda. We follow now Rabbi Yehuda. That's our question. The Amar he says lokuach be Maaser Sheni, keser Maaser Sheni. That's a second class Maaser Sheni. If it becomes tamei, you can't redeem it. You have to bury it. You can't redeem it. Take out of Yerushalayim. If not, we learned in the Mishnah. So the Chacham said, you put it, can redeem it. Just like the original Maaser Sheni. But Rabbi Yehuda, may you come after bury it, you can't redeem it. Oh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's our question now. We are going to do what we say. Hoyel v'ilo lokuach havi. Had it not been lokuach. Now, this one hoyel, he would have said. It seems from the Gemara, one hoyel we would say. Even the lokuach, because of Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, He can't redeem it even if it's Tamei. He can't redeem it. Nevertheless, it's still called metal, the whole Meshavis, and you can use it for Matzah, because Hoyle, had it not been Lekuach, had it been the original Matzah Sheni. That you see for the Gemara here. Because one Hoyle, we would say, again, Lekuach because of Matzah Sheni. Not Hale, Lekuach because of Matzah Sheni. If it, you made Matzah out of it, you see for the Gemara here, you'd be Yesi. It's called Nefel B'chol Meshavis. Why? Hoyel, if he had not redeemed it the first time, if it had been the original Ma'aseh Sheni, it surely would have been good for Ma'aseh. Because if it became Tommy, you can take it outside. So the Kuach, although it becomes Tommy, you cannot take it outside. You're also Yetzir because of a Hoyel. Again, what's the Hoyel? Had he not made it a second time, and if he made it the first time. So therefore, according to this Abaya now, if it was Lekuach because of Ma'aseh Sheni, you can use it for Matzah. I'm repeating, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's Tamei, you can't take it outside, and it should be considered not Nechol the whole Meshavas, but Hoyel, if he hadn't made it a second time, it would have been the first Ma'aseh Sheni, it would have been good, so the second Ma'aseh Sheni is also good, Yetzer. Hoyel, will they call Aleh Hashem? And so he said another hell. And also, he hadn't called it the name of Chaleh. Eat me. And it became Tamei. Suppose it's plain Lekuach. Yes, we had to be Meshavis because of the first hell, the two hells, one top of the other. Be Nofik, but Ashtinami Nofik is also yes. The two hells, a double decker hell. I repeat both again. First hell was, had he not made it a second time, Ma'aseh Sheni? And I had not been Lekuach. It would have been the original Ma'aseh Sheni. So then even if it's Tamei, you can take it outside of Yerushalayim and redeem it, need it. So therefore, Lekuach would be eligible for Ma'aseh. Because of a hail. He had not made it a second time Ma'aseh Sheni. Now, we complicated the question by making it Chaleh. And Chaleh, if it's Tamei, even by ordinary Ma'aseh Sheni, you couldn't take out of Yerushalayim. You have to have a Hoyel. Hoyel means if you hadn't called it Chaleh. So he's saying a double-decker Hoyel. First Hoyel, if you hadn't called, made it a second time Ma'aseh Sheni. And another Hoyel, if you had not made it Chaleh. Do you say these two Hoyels? And therefore, by relay, by remote connection, it's considered Nechol B'chol Meshavis. Oh, actually, it's not Nechol B'chol Meshavis. But by means of the Hoyel, it's connected up to the idea of Ma'aseh Sheni, and this is considered Nechol B'chol Meshavis because of the two Hoyels. Or you know, perhaps Chad Hoyel, I mean, one time Hoyel would say, like say, when you have Ma'aseh Sheni, not Lekuach, that made Chaleh. It's one Hoyel, if you had not made it Chaleh, it's straight Ma'aseh Sheni, it's Nechol B'chol Meshavis. Because it's time you can take it outside. But, say Hoyel Amina. But two hails we don't say. If it's Lekuach because of Ma'aseh Sheni, that needs a hail, and also Chaleh needs a hail. So two hails we don't say. That's the question. Now, Omar Rove, Mistav of the Swell, is Shein Ma'aseh Chaleh. The name of Ma'aseh Sheni should be the same. Now, we'll talk about that more. What Rove is answering? First, say the question inside. And we learn a big piece of Rashi, a big slice of Rashi. Above the middle, the Rasha. Halo Kuah Bekesa Ma'aseh Sheni. Show it to your neighbors. Halo Kuah Bekesa Ma'aseh Sheni. Rasha. All out of the place. Halo Kuah Bekesa Ma'aseh Sheni. Above the middle. Halo Kuah, I mean, that's the second Ma'aseh Sheni. He took the money that he was redeemed, the original Ma'aseh Sheni. And with that, he bought other pairs, Lekuach, Yerushalayim. To receive on the Satya Ma'akesa, you spend the money. So he spent the money, let's say he bought grain, and he made flour, and he wants to make masses. And they say, Lekuach Bekesa Ma'isa. Shenitmo, you can redeem it, even though it's a second class Ma'isa Sheni. The Alim Ele Mitzvahs Pidgin is strong enough to take hold of its pidgin and to put the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni on the money the second time. Lo Tiboy, would be any question? The Afal God, the Ha Chalo, only made Chalan out of it. Unless Lay Heter Bimei Shavis, you can't, in case the Chala becomes Tame, you can't redeem it and take it outside. The whole Zaman, Shalom Nitmo, as long as it's not Tame, Ein Lo Bedeev Yoshnayim. You can't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni that's not Tame, or Mishen Nitmo. But in this case, once it's Tame, Shuv Ein Lo Heter Achila, Do Achala Hi. So this Chala is not capable of being redeemed if it's Tame and taking outside Yerushalayim. Afilach is still Amrinen Hoyel, like we said above in the first Habayah, Hoyel Lilo Lekora Lehashem, Avil Heter B'meshavis. Had he not called it Chalet, it would have been Muta. Al Yedei, Tum, even though it's Tomei, I mean, because it's Tomei, and it's Ma'aseh Sheni Tomei, then nothing but you can be Yes, Av Yerushalayim. Because when it would become Tomei, it would be fit to take out of Yerushalayim, so it's called Nechol Chol Meshavis. So even though it's not Tomei, you can eat it in Yerushalayim as Ma'aseh. But of course, it's a matzah which is capable, in case it has been Tomei, of taking out of Yerushalayim. So Hashtenami Nafik. So now also Yetzi, even though it's Chalet Kidaminim V'Ma'aseh Gufik. So therefore, according to the Chachamim who say that Ma'aseh, that the Kuach will curse the Ma'aseh, even though it's a second degree of Ma'aseh Sheni, still, if it's Tommy, you can take it out of Yerushalayim and redeem it and take it out of Yerushalayim. So it's like Ma'aseh Sheni itself. And Ma'aseh Sheni itself, we said above, if you made Chala out of it, say, Hoyov, you had not made Chala, it would be Nechol B'chol Meshavitz. So Vukuah also, if you made Chala out of it, we say, Hoyov, if you didn't make Chala out of it, you can eat it B'chol Meshavitz. So there's no question there. According to Rabban, there's no question that you make Chala out of the Kuah of the Kesem Ma'aseh Sheni, you can be Yetzer the Mitzvah of Ma'aseh. Say after here. The next piece of Rashi, Yikova. I mean, the question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds the Kuah of the Kesem Ma'aseh Sheni, the second degree Ma'aseh Sheni, if it becomes Tomei. You cannot redeem it, Yikova. Kol the Kuah, the Kesem Ma'aseh Sheni, Shenitmo, he holds has to be buried. Why can't you redeem it? Mishum de kalisha kedushos, because his kedusha is too weak. Veloy olim lemitas pidjene, it's not powerful enough to take hold of the redemption money. Vinami loy kora leshem chalet, even though he would not have called it chalet. Plain lo kura ma'aseh sheni, lo kura kesem ma'aseh sheni. I mean, the plain second degree Ma'aseh Sheni, even without Chalet, lo have le heter b'mishavis. It wouldn't have any heter b'mishavis. My, what's the deal? He made Chalet out of it. Because, he's explaining now, without Chalet, there'd be one hoyel. Hoyel, if he had not made it a second degree Ma'aseh Sheni. Explains. Me, I mean, hoyel be lalukut. And it had not been lekuah. That's the first hoyel. Koyma. Now, Rashi wants to explain, how can you say that? Hail, there wasn't Lakua. Is Lakua. Now, we have to understand, in the first Abai, if you remember, we said Hail with a swara behind the Hail, just not Stam Hail. Pay attention, Rashi is giving a certain swara. In the first Abai, we said, Ma'aseh Sheni, the original Ma'aseh Sheni, if you made Chalet, we could say Hail, because since each one by itself, Ma'aseh Sheni by itself is Nechol Chol Meshavis, and Chala by itself is Nechol B'chol Meshavis. So even though he put one on top of the other, Chala made Chala out of the Ma'aseh Sheni, still we say, and now it could be, could not be Nechol Chol Meshavis, but each factor by itself was capable of being Nechol Chol Meshavis, we say Hail. That's how we learned before. Stam Hail we wouldn't say. You have to have some justification for Hail. So in the first half, I'm repeating, the justification of the Hillel was, since each factor by itself, by the Sheni by itself, is Nechal Homer Shabbos, and Chaleh by itself, Nechal Homer Shabbos, so the fact that it's together, we say Hillel. If he hadn't made both together, it would be Yisus, so together it also is. Now Rashi wants to know here, what kind of Hillel do you have here? Hillel, by the Kuba, because of my Sheni, Hillel, if he wouldn't make it the Kuba. But justification of that Hillel? So Rashi says as follows. Kolema, Hoyel Maisa Sheni Gufe, the Osi Hai Machmosa. Maisa Sheni itself, from which this Lakuah comes. Lakuah comes because of Maisa Sheni. The Kiel Himene, and the Lakuah is more lenient than Maisa Sheni, not more formal. Nafkinin de Masi de Dei, the Beyes with Maisa Sheni. The Islaheta Bemeshovis, Al Yedei Tume, regular Maisa Sheni, had been Kamatome. You can take it outside Yerushalayim. That's why regular Maisa Sheni, you yates if you make Maisa out of it. Behold, the Lesli Heta Lahai, why doesn't the Kuach have a Heta to redeem it if it becomes Tome and take it out? Love Chumrehu Legabe, not because it's more Chomer than Maisa Sheni. El Kulehu, it's because it's more lenient than Maisa Sheni. Shum de lo all in the mitzvahs begene. It's not powerful enough to take hold of the redemption money. Or here, since we have this svara, it's less homo than ma'isa sheni. So for ma'isa sheni, you can make matzah be yetzi. So the kuach, you should be able to be yetzi too, with the svara of hayel, because there's a justification. Since it doesn't have the same homo as ma'isa sheni, ma'isa sheni itself could be used for matzah, then the kuach, which only a reflection of ma'isa sheni, surely should be used for matzah. Although the kuach has a disability, you can't redeem it for becoming tamei. Still, because it's a weaker kind of Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Sheni, which is more Chomer, you can make Maisa, so therefore, by means of Hoyel, you can make Maisa out of Lekuach too. Ilkach Le Chomer Kidim Yikor, and out of Chomer as the original Maisa Sheni. Now, the difficulty is, you made Chaleh out of it. Now, Chaleh, you cannot take outside of Yerushalayim of his Tomei. Imi Shum De Chaleh, who even it wasn't Lekuah, you couldn't take out your shalayim from becoming Tomei, because Chaleh is Tomei, you had to burn it. But Hanami, and neighbor said, Hoyel Achina, it was another Hoyel. Hoyel Veinu, Ve'ilu Le'Korol and Hashem. We had not called it Chaleh. And it wouldn't have been Lekuah. We have two Hoyels. So again, one Hoyel had it not been Lekuah, and that Hoyel we justified as saying, it's not really. So Chomer is Maisa Sheni, so it's a Svora, it should be Yetzi. It's more a pale kind of Maisa Sheni. So if the real strong Maisa Sheni, this one, can be Yetzi Maisa, so this weaker one, it should be able to be Yetzi by means of a Hail, and also you say Hail on the fact that it's a Chala. Or you know, perhaps, Chad Hail, once we say Hail, I mean, Gon Chala's Maisa Gufe, of the original Maisa, like we said in the first Abaya. The loy nothing bo el al yidei hail. Yetsi because of the hail. What's the hail? The ilo kol yishem. Hadn't it called it chale? You be yetsi. So that hail by itself is a single hail. We would say in ami or chulin shalakua, not chale. But kura be ma'aser sheni. Also need a hail, even though you can't eat it outside of shalim if it's tamei. But still, since it's a weaker kind of ma'aser sheni, so we say hail there. El Ali de Hail, Yeshi on the Mizra Hail. Bilab lo Kuahu, Hail. No, I shall say it again. Also, Mamina Hail Vishai. Our Chalas, lo Kuahu, the boy, Toy Hail, Lamina. So I said, Balpid, once more. Where you have one Hail, like original Maestro Shani, and made it chale. There's only one hail you need. Hail, he did not make it chale. Or where you have lekuach, that's chulim. So we say, hail, he hadn't made it lekuach, had been the original one, it would be good for ma'aser sheni. So the lekuach, which is a pale reflection, surely should be good to make matzah out of it. Again, hail, since the first ma'aser sheni, you can use to make matzah out of it, then this lekuach, which is a weaker reflection of it, surely should be good to make matzah. So each hill by itself is safe. But we need two hills together, chala. Oh, the Kruv, we don't say it. We say the Rashi up to here. Now we see in Rashi Shita is, you have to apologize for the hill each time. How can you say hill? So Rashi says you have to apologize for the hill. So one hill was, since Maaseh Sheni by itself is eligible for Chol Moed Shabbos, and Chala by itself is eligible, that's why we could have a right to say hell. And here also, as it says, we're apologizing since Maaseh Sheni itself is more chomer, and still your Yitzhak with it, the Mitzvah Maaseh, so the Kuach, which after all only a reflection of Maaseh Sheni, is closer to Chulam, surely it's more Sfarah, you should be able to be Yitzhak. Only a difficulty in not Yechal Chol Moed Shabbos or Hill should apologize, should take care of that. See, Rashi wants to explain, we can't say Stam Hoyal for nothing, you have to have some justification. We'll finish up the Rashi. The theme of Rashi, Bechales Maiser Gufe, means even not a Kuach, original Maiser Shevi, Namitroi Hoyalike, Hoyal Viloi Koral Hashem, didn't call it Chale, why is Maaseh Sheni considered Necha B'chol Moed Shesechem? You can't take it outside of Yerushalayim. Hoyel will become Tame. So it's also two hoyels. So therefore, the first Abaye itself, there are two hoyels. Again, real Maaseh Sheni, original Maaseh Sheni, to make Chalat on it, is one hoyel because of the Chalat, and the Maaseh Sheni itself is only Nechal the whole Meshavah because of the hail that became Tame because of the demon. So it's two hails there too. Say the Rashi inside. The Rashi answers, Hoche lo kabin in hail. We don't call it a hail. Dobo sheyesh beyond the lasses. Because in his power to do it. Ligim lo tum in meyad. He can close the Maaseh Sheni. The original Maaseh Sheni. He can make it Tame. Rashi holds there's no Isa to make Maaseh Sheni Tameh. It's also to eat it Betumah. But he can make it Tameh. But in part, he redeems it. So that's therefore, since it's completely in his power to do it, not what he could have done. He could do it right now. He could take this Maaseh Sheni and make it Tameh and redeem it. That's why that's not dependent on the Hail. It's like an actual fact. Say that. Now, we're answering even the second Abaye, the double decker Hail. Mishtava, the story is Shem Maisha Chatu. Look in Rashi. Three lines up from the bottom. Rashi. Mishtava is logical to say the name of Maisha is one, is the same everywhere. Chehere did not think about Maisha Gufi. It sounds like it's with Maisha itself, Maisha Sheni itself. It makes matzis out of it. Nothing bechalos, bechalos Maisha. Hoyo is Shem Chale. Chala itself is no difficulty to make matzah out of it. Why don't we care of matzah that comes from matzah sheni? It shouldn't be machmir mort. Now this svara needs an explanation which is not written in Rashi. And I'm not able to give you the explanation. So we'll just leave it at that. Rav has said, since it all has a name in Maaseh Sheni. Original Maaseh Sheni, you can be Yetzi and Matzah from it. And even though some complications were set up by adding, let's say, the Madrega of Rakuach, or by making it Chaleh, it's all included in the head of Maaseh Sheni. And you can make Matzah out of Maaseh Sheni, you can make Matzah out of any form of Maaseh Sheni. Now, this needs a pair, as I told you. Why should you be able to do it? But now there's some complications. We're saying it aside anyhow.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor.com. Thank you.